News from Rotherhithe. A Rotherhithe activist is applying for listed heritage status for Greenland Dock, a move she hopes will protect it from future, quotes, inappropriate, quotes, development plans. Andy Burns, who lives in Anaga Gate, overlooking the historic dock, decided to take matters into her own hands when she heard that a floating swimming pool was being proposed at the site. She said, "The first thing that should be highlighted is that the adjacent lock is already listed. I feel that the lock and dock should be considered an integral whole. We can't just list the pretty bit. The whole system is worth protecting. The gates, the bollards, which ships were tied up to and are still there today. It's an end-to-end process and we need to protect all of it." While Andy joked that her campaign would be a lot easier, quotes, if someone famous had once fallen in the dock, quotes, she feels that the dock's rich history already makes it a prime candidate. Dating as far back as 1696, the dock's been a part of the peninsula's community for centuries, being the site of everything from whaling to war. Andy said, "It was initially used to give protection for boats, protection versus wind and ice and river pirates. River piracy was a real problem back then, although there was also a lot of collusion on board. Things were always falling off the backs of the boats." The dock also gained a reputation as the launching point of whaling trips to the North Atlantic, as far north as Greenland, hence the dock's renaming from its original title of Howland Great Wet Dock. Greenland Dock was also at the heart of Rotherhithe's World War II experience, with the moonlight reflecting off its water making it an easy target, starting from the first night of the Blitz when its huge timber stock was set alight, turning the night sky red. Andy said, "I just want to make sure that it's protected against inappropriate developments. There are obviously money to be made here, and my main concern is making sure that any developments are sensible and respectful." At press time, the news learned that the swimming pool application would be strongly opposed by Southwark Council. Councillor Mark Williams, Southwark Cabinet Member for Regeneration and New Homes, said, "We have serious reservations about the practicality of the proposals and whether it could even work." Architect designer maker said, who submitted the planning application, "Promise an amazing and unique facility." Residents can register their comments at the consultation page on Southwark Council's website. Search using 15/AP/1752 at www.planbuild.southwark.gov.uk.